You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School with Kim Dunn.
Kim Dunn.
Search Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School on Facebook.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey everyone, welcome to Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School, Series 2, Episode 11. Spirit guides and your support theme. Understanding spiritual guidance, recognizing connection, and learning to trust the support around you. I'm your host, Kim Dunn, coming all the way from the beautiful Summerland Point, New South Wales, Australia. And as we begin today, I want you to take a slow breath and just ask yourself, have I ever felt guided, protected, or gently nudged at exactly the right moment? Maybe it was a thought that appeared from nowhere, a dream that stayed with you, a feeling telling you to take a different direction, or simply a sense that you weren't alone. Spiritual traditions describe guides in many different ways, and not everyone shares the same beliefs. So today I'm going to share you this perspective that has come to me in my meaningful own spiritual journey. So, what is a spirit guide? Within many spiritual traditions, a spirit guide is often understood as a non-physical source of guidance or support. Some people experience that idea as a distinct guide, usually an archangel, while others understand guidance through prayer, intuition, ancestors, or connection with the divine. We don't need to have a dramatic experience, though, to have a meaningful connection with spirit. You don't need to see a person standing beside you or hear an audible voice. Sometimes guidance is incredibly subtle, quiet knowing, feeling of reassurance, an understanding that arrives when your mind becomes still. The spirit team is usually made up of guides, angels, and ancestors. My spirit team consists of Archangel Metatron, Archangel Shamal, my two maternal grandmothers, my non-maternal grandmother, my brother, my father, my adopted dad, and my maternal grandfather, and as well as all my ancestors. And I was lucky enough to meet them during a guided meditation many years ago, and now I connect with them every day. Some people believe that particular guides remain with us throughout our lives, while others believe different guides become more prominent during different seasons of our growth. These spiritual beliefs are rather than scientific established, though. So I encourage you to explore them with some curiosity. Do we all have guides? In my spiritual understanding, I believe we are all supported by our team, whether we are aware of it or not. But I also think one of the most important messages here is that you don't need to compare your experience with somebody else's. One person may describe seeing or hearing their guide clearly. Another may receive guidance through dreams, angel numbers, song lyrics, prayer messages, or meditation. Your connection doesn't have to look like mine, and it certainly doesn't need to be looking like anything you saw on social media. So why don't guides simply tell us what to do? If spiritual guidance exists, why aren't we simply being given all the answers? I believe that free will comes into play and is an important part of our human experience. Guidance isn't about handing over responsibility for our lives. We still make choices, learn, grow, and make mistakes. In fact, some of our greatest wisdom comes from experiences we would never have chosen for ourselves. I see spiritual guidance more like a gentle light beside the path, more than someone grabbing you and steering that wheel for you. You remain the person creating your life. So, guidance, how can it show up? People commonly describe guidance through intuitive thoughts, dreams, synchronicities, repeated themes, sudden clarity, body sensations, or a persistent feeling that something deserves their attention. Sometimes a song, conversation, or a symbol seems to arrive at the right time. When I was exploring my spirit team, I remember hearing the lyrics from the song Magic by Olivia Newton-John over and over again. And those lyrics were, "Come take my hand, you should know me. I've always been in your mind. No, I'll be kind. I'll be guiding you. Putting your dreams has to start now." How appropriate. And before and after I'd hear my full name, the Kim Marie, which only my grandmother would call me. And so I knew it was her sending me this beautiful message and that she was a part of my spirit team. If you've ever thought everyone seems to receive signs, but why don't I? Don't assume you're doing anything wrong. Stress can make everything feel noisy. Fear can make us scan for certainty. Expectations can make us overlook subtle experiences because we're waiting for something spectacular. And sometimes the most important things we can do is to stop trying so hard. Ground yourself. Regulate your breathing. Go for a walk. Sit by the ocean. Allow quietness to return. So how can I begin connecting? There are a couple of ways, but for me, I had my teacher guide me through a meditation to meet my team. I can also pull cards from my tarot deck, which tell you who your guides are. Once you know your team, though, you start to ask them for messages because they can't intervene until you ask them to help. So make sure you're asking your team for help once you find out who they are. Spiritual boundaries. These matter in your practice just as they matter everywhere else. You are allowed to stop a meditation. You are allowed to question an impression. You are allowed to say no. Don't need to follow a message simply because you believe it may be spiritual. One of the things in my own journey has taught me that connection comes clearer when I stop trying to force it. I don't need to chase spirit. I can ground myself, come present, and allow what naturally comes. And for me, hearing and nervous system regulation have also been important because the quieter I became inside, the easier it is to notice all those subtle and intuitive messages coming through. And it doesn't mean that every thought is a message. It means I've learnt to listen, observe, and use discernment. And as we finish today, may you feel supported without needing every answer. May you recognise the wisdom, the quiet moments of love, the reassurance that appears along your path. And may your spiritual journey bring you closer to peace. And until next time, trust your intuition, anchor your heart, walk gently with spirit, and remember to be open to guidance while still remaining the author of your own journey. This and a whole lot more is available in my 12-week Awaken and Anchor program. And for more information, please go to my website, www.coastalpsychicvibes.com, or we can go to my Facebook page, Coastal Psychic Vibes Spiritual School. Okay, that's enough of me talking. Well, let's see how our first caller is today. Is it Danielle?
Yes, it's Danielle. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Not so good.
Oh, that's no good. Hopefully I can get some clarification for you and get you moving.
Okay.
Is there a general read or is there anything particular that you'd like to know today?
I'm having some major issues with my daughter. I'd like to know if she's going to give me custody of my grandbabies.
Okay, let's have a look. So you're from Arizona, is that correct?
Yes. Ajo, beautiful. Arizona. I'm 40 minutes.
Nice.
The border to Mexico.
Is that your only grandchild?
I have two grandbabies, two girls.
Beautiful. Okay, I've got a few cards popping out, so let's just have a look. Oh, sorry. Okay. Okay, the first card that's popped out was the Ten of Water. A loving relationship with your children, raising children wisely and successfully. Think your daughter knows it's the right thing to do. There's a pull for her that I feel like she knows that she needs to do this, but it's just a really difficult decision for her to make.
Can you tell if she's on drugs again? Because she's just been acting very erratic, just like unhinged.
I'd probably have to say she is getting a yes.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see what else we've got here for you. Yeah, it's saying be courageous and optimistic. Now is the time to take action.
Okay.
It's also saying that other people help you as well. So don't feel like you're going to have to do this by yourself. She needs some balance. She's going to have some work done on herself. The next card that's popped out is the Strength card. Compassion that brings about forgiveness, okay, and realizing you're stronger than you know. I don't think this is going to be a full-time thing that you'll need to do. I feel like it will be only temporary that you'll need to take custody. I feel like once she gives up, I feel like she knows, like I said before, she knows that she needs to do this, and I feel like she will hand over.
But does she hand them to me or to my sister? Because in the past, she's given them to my sister.
Okay, let's find out for you. No, I feel like she's going to give them to you this time.
Okay. Because she really does not like me. She's very, very, very upset with me. And I don't see that happening, but okay.
Let's just pull a couple more cards and see what comes out for you.
Okay.
Okay. Are you meditating yourself at the moment?
I try to, but it's very hard for me. I'm not able to.
Yeah. So the card that's popped out, it says insights that come from meditation. So if you can try and get back and doing something, I feel like you will get a lot out of that.
Well, I'm an maniac, and it's just so hard for me to. I try. Believe me, I try.
Yeah. No problem. So, yeah, even if it's for 10 minutes, it's also saying allow yourself more time before making a decision.
Well, it's really not up to me. It's up to her whether she's going to hand them over or not. But I know she can't. She has episodes and breaks down and she's screaming, yelling. I already tried to tell her, you know, if you can't handle it, just give them to me. But she won't. She uses them. That's like her power, you know, to control
me. Yeah,
okay. Children
as a pawn.
And her mental health is just very bad. And if she's doing drugs, that doesn't help anything either. So that makes everything, like, worse to the extreme.
Yeah, she's true.
Bipolar.
She's not going to make herself better while taking drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's definitely a better way that will make her happier. There's definitely questionable motives there at the moment with her. Okay, it's just saying be patient at the moment.
Okay, I'll try. But I will try.
Yeah, let's see what else we've got. Yeah. Yeah, she's controlling the situation at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And she knows it.
Yeah. She needs to find some balance within herself.
She lives with me, and so I do everything. I pay for everything, and the car she uses is mine, you know. So she, if she gives the gold over to me, she can't control anymore, and that's a big part of the reason why she won't do it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, be optimistic though. It's her mental health. Has she been like this for a long time?
Yeah, she's been doing this since she was in her 20s. So, yeah, but what?
Yeah,
15,
and
don't
blame yourself. I feel a lot of guilt around that. Please don't. This is not on you. Okay, this is on her. Are you working at the moment?
I'm a preschool teacher for Head Start.
Nice. It's saying that the work that you do, you love doing.
I used to. I'm getting too old.
Is burnout happening for you?
I'm sorry?
Do you feel a bit of burnout in the job?
Yeah. I don't like my center manager, so we bunt heads. So it just makes it kind of like, blah, I have to go to work and deal with this woman. You know what I mean? Again. But yep. Other than that, yes, I do love my job. She just makes it difficult for me to enjoy my day.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. Yeah, this next part that's popped out is just saying you've got a lot of sleepless nights at the moment, worrying about your grandchildren and your daughter.
There's no peace right now with me.
A couple more cards for you. Okay. Are you in a relationship at the moment?
No. My soulmate passed away.
Okay. Are you recovering from an illness?
No, I have rheumatoid arthritis, so it's kind of like I don't want to call it recovery. It's something that I have all the time, aches and pains all the time.
Just checking the cards, might be long.
Okay, I'm just very upset. Something happened today, and I just... And then the power's out, so we're just melting in the dark.
Sure. Just going to refer to my booklet for a moment. Won't be sick. Okay. The message was seeking emotional support, and I feel like that's for yourself and for your daughter, though. I think if both need to, whether it's a friend that you can talk to or, you know what I mean, to discuss what's going on for you.
I have two aunts that I can talk to.
Excellent. Okay, just another one I'm referring to. Won't be a moment. Have you just bought a home or thinking about buying a home?
I want to buy a home. I'm just not financially set to do that yet. All my savings are gone now.
Okay.
But yes, that's my goal.
Yep. And that will happen, okay? I'm getting a yes for that. There's a purchase of a home. So don't feel like that's not, in reach.
That's good news, because the house we're in right now is really small with my grandbabies. They're asking for their own room. They don't really have room to play and put their stuff. So.
Sure. So my last couple of cards I've got here, the one of air, it's saying overcoming obstacles with faith that everything will work out.
Mm-hmm.
Communicate, and I feel like this is with your daughter, communicate clearly and consciously, but remain objective. And my last cards. Yeah, they're saying close communities. So I feel like that's with your with just your family and your friends, you really need to have their support at the moment and going forward. But as we wrap it up, I really do feel like daughter's going to hand those children over. I feel like she knows deep down that she needs to do that and sort herself out. And I don't know whether that's going to happen. I'm getting at least another month or two before she even realizes that she needs to start doing something for herself so she can help the children as well.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate your help and your time and your energy. Thank you very much for the reading.
You're so welcome. All the best.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I believe we've got Kathy in Columbus, Ohio.
Hello.
Kathy, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay. I've been kind of under the weather the last couple of days.
I'm sorry to hear.
And how have you been?
Yeah, I've been really well, thank you. Can you just ask a general reading tonight?
Yes, please, just what you see. I might have a question at the end.
Sure. Have that question in your mind. Maybe we might get it answered for you while we're going. If not, we'll definitely get to that.
Okay. What are you feeling for me?
Are you quite spiritual yourself, Kathy?
Yes. I feel I am.
Yeah, no, I feel like you are quite spiritual.
I think I need the Lord more today than I did yesterday.
Okay, well, the first card that popped out, the Six of Air, the end of challenging times. Things are looking up. A welcome relief.
Okay.
Finding your way to a peaceful place. The end of depression or an illness. Travel or relocation.
Okay.
So that's a beautiful card. Things are going to turn for you. Are you in a relationship at the moment?
No, I'm married. I've been married 57 years.
So
I better be in one.
Yep, no. Because the card coming out is a Knight of Fire. Passionate, confident, charismatic. Trust your instincts, a passionate relationship.
I don't know. We started dating when we were 16 and 18, so it's been a long time.
Oh, beautiful.
Been married 57
years.
Sounds
like a beautiful relationship. Love that. Congratulations. You don't hear that very often these days.
Thank you. I know. Yeah, because I have COPD. Do you see it getting any better?
Let's have a look. The next card that popped out says you have the ability to multitask very well.
It what?
You have the ability to multitask very well.
Oh. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to refer to my booklet for the next card that's popped out. Let's just see what we've got here for you. Okay. This is just saying gloating.
Do what? I don't understand what you said, honey.
It's okay. The message is gloating. You'll be gloating about something. Like, I've told you so, or you've something that's worked out that you're really happy about.
Okay. Oh, it's nice.
Yeah. Well, I think it's got to do with the end of challenging time. So whatever's happening at the moment, something's going to turn for you. Let's see what else comes out for you. Okay. All right, we've got the King of Water. Let's see what he's got to say for us. Okay, I'm just going to refer to my booklet again. The King of Water. Saying you're a caring and kind individual. Generous, warm-hearted, devoted. Yeah, it's just saying how you and your king have gone through all the highs and lows over your time. There's still that love there, both of you. That's nice. Okay.
And I have another child, a grandson. He's going to turn 21. He's just so lost, but he loves the Lord. Do you see anything for him?
Let's have a look. Yeah, the message coming through for the hymn is saying things not turning out the way you anticipated.
Right.
So whatever he had going, it hasn't worked out the way he wanted it to. But then it says everything happens for a reason. Okay, so don't feel like that's not, whatever he's going through. Was there a question before we finish up?
Yeah, that when you turn around and finally want to get out and get a job, feel like you've worth something.
Yep. At the moment, though, he's got his back to it. But there's going to be a turn, okay, Kim? Because he's not just completely backwards. He's on the side. So he's starting to turn that around. I feel like he's not confident within himself, and he needs some more confidence within himself to take these steps. There could be a little bit of mental health issues there as well for him. But I feel like he will get there, okay? Don't worry too much about him. He will be the support, absolutely, and the guidance for him. Because I feel like he listens to you a lot.